Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, how's it going?
Great. Great, Hugh. Just came back from the conference, and it was great to meet you and all the other traders there, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Finally, for the first time, we've actually met, right?
Yeah, it was good fun. It was actually really good fun. What are your thoughts? Like, what did you think about the conference overall?
Oh, I thought it was great. I thought that there was such a great energy in the room, and you know, there was obviously a lot of good education, but I think just the fact that you got to hang out with traders, and quite a few successful traders at that, I think that was the biggest benefit of being there.
Yeah, it was interesting, actually. I was reading the comments on the feedback. One person said, it was really great to go to a conference where somebody wasn't saying, you know, this is my last chance. I lost my house, my wife, my dog, and I've got to make this work. You know, it was kind of, and it was interesting. Like, I hadn't thought of it that way, but yeah. That was one of the things that came through loud and clear from the attendees and from the surveys that we did after, is how people were really impressed with the level of traders that were there and how encouraging they were, which is interesting because to me that says that there's a lot of discouraging trader, you know, groups. And I get that. Like, I've noticed that. I don't know if you've noticed that. Like, in a lot of the free forums out there, they sort of devolve into this really nasty, like, name calling thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
You know, in the end, it's always the same. Like, the guy comes in and he says, hey, this is a great system, check it out, you know, and everyone says, oh, that's cool, let me try it, wow, that's amazing. And then in the end, everyone's like, oh, you don't make any money, and, you know, you're an idiot, and all this stuff. Like, it just, it's so funny how they always do. Anyway, it was really cool to have a group of people who were looking out for each other and helping mm-hmm. each other. And it was interesting to me how, you know, psychology came up so much, and how a lot of these successful traders that were presenting and in the audience all really put their finger on the psychology aspect of it, which I found interesting as well. I didn't really anticipate that. Like, one trader who was there, who was not a member of the Naked Forex Now private forum, he was saying that it was so interesting that all of the presenters, he said to me, he said, look, you can really tell that a lot of these presenters are your students, Walter, because so many of them highlight psychology. And I never really even looked at it that way, but I see what he means, is that, you know, psychology can be really important. And I find it, in my view, when you get to a certain level as a trader, psychology is really your focus. Like, I find it as a progression. You can kind of tell where someone's at when they start focusing in on psychology. I can say, okay, that person, I can tell they're like a more mature trader. And I know it's a generalization and all that, but to me, that's a pretty clear clue when they're focused in on psychology, that they know what they're doing trading-wise, and now they're really looking to, you know, make the next step.
Yeah, for sure. And that's a great point. And you can really tell the general level of the traders in the room just by that kind of conversation, right? Like, are they talking about psychology, or are they talking about, like, yeah, entries and exits?
Yeah, and it was interesting how, as the weekend went on, people, like, it was harder and harder to break up the breaks, you know, when we had the breaks for the snacks and things like that. Like, it was harder and harder to get people back in the room because they were all chatting out in the hall, you know? It was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool, like, I have to say, overall, I was a bit shocked. I have to say, overall, I didn't think it was going to be that good. And I probably shouldn't say that, but I really didn't think it was going to be that good. I really didn't. I thought this is, you know, this will be an interesting experiment, you know, because we didn't have any broker sponsors. We didn't have any gurus there who were trying to sell anything. Like, these, they were just traders and just sharing what works for them. And I thought it was pretty cool. So it was good fun. Yeah, it was good fun.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, I used to do some of these conferences for other areas. And yeah, the first one is always the toughest, and it, you know, it usually kind of bombs, but this one was kind of the anomaly.
Wow, that's cool. That's cool to hear. So I was thinking of going through some of the speakers, like going through the speakers here. We had 10 speakers. I was thinking of going through the speakers and just kind of highlighting what was interesting. And if you missed the conference, if you were unable to make it to London, you can still get the recordings, and we'll link those recordings up in the show notes for this episode, so you can get that. And they're actually there. You can get a discount right now, so you can link. You can get those recordings right now. I think for the next 2 days, it's basically on special. But you got to click the show notes link in this episode. So if you missed it and you want to get the recordings, you can get all of the stuff that we had at the conference there. So Hugh, so one interesting thing was the first speaker we had was Frank. Now Frank was cool because I met Frank way back at an FX Street conference. Basically, the only conference I ever went to trading-wise was an FX Street conference, and Frank was there, and he has really progressed as a trader. He's managing money for people, and what I learned from Frank was how if you want to capture your dream, if you want that to happen, just go out and get it. I mean, he's a real go-getter. He's one of those guys who doesn't say, oh, I wish that I could find someone to, you know, give me money to trade or whatever. He seeks out people that are going to help him achieve his dream, and he helps them out too. He helps sees what he can do for them as well. So he had a really interesting presentation where he shared all of these high rollers that he had run into in his trading journey, you know? Yeah, it was really interesting.
Yeah. And I was just taken. I mean, he was just so friendly and so, you know, open about everything. I thought that was great. And I could see how he succeeds because he does just go and talk to anybody and just, you know, hey, what's up? He tries to make a friend and then just, you know, see how they can help each other. And I thought that was great also.
Yeah. It's definitely not a one-way street. He definitely tries to help people knowing that, you know, there's people are happy to help you out as well. You know, it's sort of a reciprocal thing. And so he's done really well since I last saw him, I think in 2012 or whatever it was. It was a long time ago, but he's really progressed and he's doing quite well. We also had probably one of the most interesting ones after Frank was the Gonzalo talk. And Gonzalo from FX Street presented this idea of an unusual way of looking at trading, to say the least. And I don't know, you know, it was kind of one of those things where people are so used to having a stop loss and, you know, having an equity curve and a drawdown and coming out of it and falling back down into a valley and back up to a peak, you know, and he kind of redefined everything for people. And I thought that was fascinating. I think it was one of those things where you either really connect with it and you think, wow, that's fascinating. I want to test that out and check it out. Or, and Gonzalo, by the way, had a very simple way of saying, you know, people said, well, how do we test this out? And he had a very simple way that he shared with us at the event. Like, how do you find out if this kind of type of training works for you? But it was interesting to me that he basically backwards engineered all of these traders who had won trading contests. He backwards engineered their trades and he also talked to them and he found out that a lot of them had the same mentor. A lot of them were using the exact same strategy, and that's what he shared at the event. And I thought it was a really fascinating style of trading. It's not for everyone, but it was a really interesting way of trading.
Oh yeah, for sure. And interestingly enough, like I actually, back in 2012, I think I actually developed something a little along those lines of what he's doing. I talked to him about it a little bit and it helped me kind of refine my ideas. So it's something that I kind of started up also. But yeah, it's a really interesting thing. And I've only known maybe one other trader who's done something similar. But then seeing Gonzalo do it, you're like, okay, you know, now there's two people. So that gives you a little confidence to go forward with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was really cool. And Gonzalo actually trades for FX Street. He's their only Forex specialist. And he trades money for FX Street for the company. And he does quite well, and it was really cool to, you know, to see him share that with us. So that was interesting.
Yeah, and you can see his trades on the FX Street website, right?
Yeah. He posts them as Francesc, who's the founder of FX Street. He posts them on his Twitter account, so you can see those. You guys can follow those. We'll link that up to the show notes too for you. Then we had Enho. Now Enho is interesting because he is a fundamental trader. He used to trade sort of a breakout strategy that he learned from me, and he modified it, made it his own, made it really sort of a aggressive 10-to-1 reward to risk ratio. And now he trades with fundamentals, which I find fascinating because I just don't get it. But he shared with, you know, how he does it. And it was cool to see some of his trades, to see how he's, you know, he shared some of his life story and how he's changed as a person, and he's achieved some of the goals he wanted to achieve outside of trading as well. But it was interesting to me to see his trades and why he did what he did from a fundamental point of view. I thought that was interesting.
Oh yeah, and just the fact that he flipped, you know, I mean, what most people would consider like 180 degrees from technical to fundamental training. I think that was, for me, that was the most important part about his talk, like how he was able to make that shift, because he knew himself well enough that he knew that fundamentals was better for him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he posts some really cool videos on the Naked Forks Now forum. He shares, you know, what works for him and how he sees things. I thought that was really cool, seeing his trades at the conference. Yeah, he's a great trader.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Great guy. Dennis came in, and Dennis shared with us sort of how he believes in himself. And he's learned to trust himself. The thing about Dennis that I find interesting. So for those that don't know, Dennis built up a reputation by simply posting his trades on some of those signal services where you can link your account up to a web page through some software, and then subscribers can come in and copy your trades. Basically, there are many of them out there, and Dennis uses a few of them. And that's what got him noticed. Now, what's interesting is, you know, he doesn't trade all that often. In fact, a lot of traders who've given Dennis money, I thought it was funny in his talk how he said a lot of people would say, "Hey, are you on holiday? Well, why aren't you trading?"
Like, that was funny.
That was awesome, because he just doesn't trade that often, but he still makes money. And what people, I guess, what people don't understand is you can sit there and you can take 35 trades this week, and you can, you know, you can just burn through that and end up break even or down a little bit, or you can do like Dennis and take like 2 trades a month and end up up 3.5% on the month. You know, like, well, like, I don't know. I know which one I would choose. Like, yeah, it's an easy one. But people feel like you got to be doing something if you're a trader. You got to be taking trades. And he was really cool about sharing how he approaches the markets, what he looks for, and how he built up a reputation simply by letting people see his trades. And so what's happened is he's caught the attention of investors through his signals accounts, and that's kind of how he's built his little – so he trades money for multiple different funds and people, basically because they've seen his results online. So I thought that was a great way for traders out there who are thinking, look, I know how to trade now. I've burned through all my own capital. I'm trying to learn this. Yeah. Now, where am I going to get some money? Like, that's a great tip. Go out there, find these signal service websites like Dennis has, and they're linked up in the show notes here too for you, and do what he does, and you'll grab the attention. If you have a low drawdown and you're consistent, you will grab the attention of people, guaranteed.
Yeah, that was very eye-opening for me, and it also helped that he shared every single one of his setups, right?
Yeah, exactly. He was great. It was great for him to share, you know, exactly what he does. It's not complicated, guys. So yeah, that was great. And it was great to meet Dennis. I've actually known Dennis was a student like years and years ago, and then he just kind of fell off the radar. And then like a couple years ago, he just sent me an email. Hey, I'm like the number one rated signals provider on this website. I'm like, what? I was like, awesome. Nice. That's awesome. You know, he just didn't, like, I hadn't heard from him in years, and all of a sudden now he's like managing all this money. So Caroline was after Dennis, and Caroline had a fascinating story. You know, she applied for a hedge fund. She just barely missed the cut. She did really, really well applying for that hedge fund. Just, I think they were taking like the top 2 or 3 traders, and she was like number 4 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, she was awesome. And what was interesting about her talk, I thought, and what a lot of people came away with, was how focusing in on something gets you more of that thing, and how focusing in on something, you can get what you want if you really concentrate on it. And she had a lot of mindset stuff there, and some really great examples, and a great video as well.
Yeah, and she shared that story about her son, right? How he used those principles to become a chess champion. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
And what I also liked with hers was she kind of gave us some insights into how somebody who hedges money within a company, not just for trading, but just to hedge their balance sheets, how that process works. And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. Because she's done that. She's done that for, that's kind of how she got into trading, right? She was basically taking care of risk for a startup company and currency risk. And that's how she got into trading. Yeah.
So in part 2 of the podcast, you're going to hear all about our resident bank trader and how he forced his way into the job. You will hear about the trading psychology presentation put on by Alex, which was absolutely brilliant. Alex is an excellent presenter, and he shared some techniques with our audience, and in fact, some that I'm still using to this day. So that was great. You'll hear from Rima and what Rima talked about. Rima has made the transition from sort of amateur trading dabbler to professional trader, and he trades his own money, and he does it quite well, and he doesn't even have to spend a lot of time in front of the screen. You'll hear about how he does that. You will also hear from Adam, our resident hypnotherapist, and he had a great two-headed presentation, one where he looked at exposing the inner workings of Darren's trading, which was quite fascinating for a lot of people because it's completely different to anything you're ever going to hear. And then also we heard from Adam a really interesting psychological technique that a lot of people aren't aware of and don't know how to use, and he actually gave us a demonstration. So you'll hear all about that as well in the next episode. And finally, you'll hear about what happened with Hugh. It was actually a great thing to see and well-deserved. I'll just leave it at that, but you'll hear all about that in part two, exactly what happened with Hugh and how it was kind of shocking. And we'll see you in the next episode of the Truth About FX podcast.